97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A public hearing took place Monday night in Wisconsin Rapids on a proposed solar power plant Waterworks and Lighting Commission would like to have built on city land by independent power producer One Energy. Around 60 residents came to the meeting, and many shared their thoughts about the proposal. Several questioned why the project couldn't be built on roofs or above parking lots. Stanley Minnick, project development and manager with One Energy, said he's in favor of multiple types of solar, including rooftop and carport.
But the fact remains that for the amount of energy you get out of a solar panel, you're going to get more productivity and a higher output by putting it on that single access tracker.
Several residents questioned the location, including Cindy Zano, who said this project came out of left field and isn't right for a residential area.
I understand what you're trying to do, and I applaud that. I just don't like the location.
The parcel on Whitrock and 2 Mile Avenue is located within the Wellhead Protection Overlay District. Several asked about well contamination, including Susan Faust.
If we have a hydraulic leak, that's going to go into our ground.
Todd Weiler is general manager of WWLC. He said he couldn't find any research that showed these panels cause groundwater contamination.
If you can find some type of research that shows that, I would love to see it, because I too would then say we can't do this because it's above our wells.
Solar panels do contain toxic heavy metals, which are sealed with glass. While the glass can break and release metals under extreme weather conditions like tornadoes, working solar panels do not leach toxic metals, according to an EPA fact sheet. Some solar panels, though, can exceed toxic thresholds at the end of their life. The proposal moved through the Finance and Property Committee on Tuesday night. It will now move to the Common Council on December 16th if they choose to take it up.
Another Democrat has thrown his hat into the ring for Wisconsin governor, and it's a familiar name. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Mandela Barnes has launched his campaign. In an announcement video, he took aim at federal politics and the economy.
Seems like the harder you work, the more Washington looks the other way. Lower taxes for billionaires, higher prices for working people.
Affordability has been a huge focus for Democrats in this race so far.
The only way for our state to move forward is to reject the Washington way and get things done the Wisconsin way. It isn't about left or right. It's not about who can yell the loudest. It's about whether people can afford to live in the state they call home. A state where you can afford your health care, where your kids can learn a skill and stay close to home, where a good day's work earns a good day's pay.
Barnes served a term as lieutenant governor under Governor Tony Evers. He ran for U.S. Senate in 2022, but lost by over 26,000 votes to incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Before making this announcement, there was some pushback from liberals who say Barnes lost a statewide race he should have won. The Milwaukee Courier, Wisconsin's oldest Black-owned newspaper, published a story in October titled, in part, "We Can't Risk Another Mandela Barnes Loss." Barnes joins a crowded field of candidates for governor in the Democratic primary. That includes the current lieutenant governor, Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Rep. Francesca Hong, State Senator Kelda Royes, former Economic Development Head Missy Hughes, college student Zachary Roper, and former State Rep. Brett Halsey. Three Republicans have declared a run for governor: Congressman Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, and medical technician Andy Mansky. As of right now, both parties will have primaries next August. The latest Marquette poll shows most Wisconsinites aren't choosing a candidate just yet.
More than $1 billion in federal investments has been approved to expand high-speed internet access across the state. Governor Tony Evers, along with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, announced yesterday the federal government approved the funds secured under the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Joe Biden. These funds can now be used to expand high-speed internet access to more than 175,000 homes and businesses in an effort to close the digital divide. The $1 billion are unlocked through the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Now environmental review and final engineering of the project can begin. Infrastructure construction is expected to start in 2026. The deadline to submit applications for 2026 bear and spring turkey hunting is coming up. According to a press release from the DNR, hunters can submit their applications for the season through the Go Wild portal or through an in-person license agent until December 10th. The drawing for the 2026 Black Bear authorizations will occur in February, and selected applicants can begin purchasing their bear license in March. The drawing for the spring turkey harvest authorization will take place later this month. There are two public hearing sessions today about the Akron Solar Project in the town of Rome. The Public Service Commission will hear comments from the public during these meetings held at the Nakusa Community Center. The first meeting is at 2 p.m. and the second at 6 p.m. You can attend the meeting in person at the community center located at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa, or join by Zoom from your residence or at the Rome Town Hall. Nakusa Hometown Christmas is this Saturday, December 6th. They have events taking place all day. You can find the full schedule at fornakusa.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then gradual clearing here this afternoon, and it's going to be cold with temperatures falling from the teens this morning down to around 12 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 10 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.